Shin Lamed Tesiv Zayin Svina. A boat. Ibi Yosheves Bekaka Yam Ve'ena Shoto Kalal. If it is sitting on the bed of the river, of the ocean, and it's not floating at all, Mutali Konas Vo. You're allowed to go into it on Shabbos. But it was floating, you're not allowed to go into it on Shabbos at all. Because of the Zera, maybe you're going to make a float. Vimik Shua, Kamilik Asim Yosemis Venomel. Ava B, she shot Alamai Mutali Konas Vo. It was tied to the dock. And even though it is floating, also one can go into it on Shabbos. That which we said, one is allowed to go into a boat which is tied to the dock. Mishnah Berurah says that if you know that the goy is going to untie it and go with his boat to the other side of the river on Shabbos, even if it's the inside of the tchum, it's also to go in. Because the Maisa taking advantage of the fact that he's going to take you with a boat to the other side. And Simon Reish Men Ches, we had our Riches, we learned our Babur, that if he came to the boat before Shabbos and it was Kodesh Visa, he was there for the beginning of Shabbos, then it's considered like his house and it doesn't look like a Shat anymore. And he's allowed to go back into the boat, even if it's going to take him out of the Tchum. So once again, this Tchum had a case where in the beginning of Shabbos he was in the boat. Mishnah Berurah Paskins, even if a person knows it's a guy that owes him a lot of money on the other side of the river, he still, just because of his hefset, does not give him permission to go on a boat on Shabbos to collect it.